From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. As high-level talks are held in Washington, Iran's president has issued another warning about the nuclear deal. Charles de Ledesma reports.
Hassan Rouhani has repeated his warning against an American pullout from the landmark nuclear deal between Tehran and world powers, as meetings between President Donald Trump and Francis Emmanuel Macron get underway in Washington. Rouhani's told supporters in Iran, if someone wants to betray our nation and the deal, grave consequences will affect them, adding that the Islamic nation will strongly resist any plots by those who sit in the White House. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. President Donald Trump welcomed French President Emmanuel Macron to the White House on Tuesday. Mr. Trump highlighted what topics of conversation the two would discuss.
We will be discussing the Iran deal. I know the president wants to speak to me about that. We'll be discussing probably the Paris Accord and various other things. So we're going to have, we have not much time to do a lot of discussing, but a lot of things will work out.
Trump also said that he and Macron shared a very close relationship. Authorities in Pakistan said on Tuesday three suicide bombers separately attacked police and paramilitary forces in Quetta, killing at least six and wounding several others. Officials report a suicide bomber blew himself up near a police van on the main road leading to the city's airport, causing the fatalities. Rescue workers said that seven policemen were taken to the hospital in critical condition. The blast occurred shortly after a pair of heavily armed suicide bombers raided a paramilitary Frontier Corps installation in the Myan-Gundi area outside of Quetta. This is VOA News. Canadian police are looking for a motive behind the attack on pedestrians in Toronto, in which a man drove a van onto a crowded sidewalk and killed 10 people and injured 15 others Monday. Toronto Police Chief Mark Saunders identified the suspect as 25-year-old Alex Manassian. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said that there was no reason to suspect more attacks would come.
At this time, we have no reason to suspect that there is any national security element to this attack.
Manassian has been charged with 10 counts of first-degree murder and 13 counts of attempted murder. At least 37 Maoist rebels were killed in two gun battles between troops and insurgents in western India over the last 3 days. Philip Alexio has that story.
Police say six rebels were killed overnight and troops recovered about 15 bodies of rebels killed in an earlier gunfight on Sunday. Police initially finding 16 bodies from that clash, but many bodies were washed away into a nearby stream and were found floating in the water on Tuesday. Police and paramilitary soldiers have been searching the area for several days. The Maoist rebels, who claim inspiration from Chinese revolutionary leader Mao Zedong, have been fighting India's government for more than 4 decades. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
Syrian state TV reported Tuesday that government forces have launched a new operation targeting underground tunnels used by the Islamic State group in Damascus. At an international donor conference in Syria hosted by the European Union in Brussels, the EU's top diplomat, Federica Mogherini, said it was crucial to restart the UN-led talks to end the war that is now in its 8th year.
Syria is not a chessboard. It's not a geopolitical game. Syria belongs to the Syrian people, and the Syrian people have to decide themselves about the future of their country.
The United Nations Special Envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, stressed the latest territorial gains in the war by Damascus and its allies did not bring peace any closer. The key whistleblower in Chile's clerical sex abuse scandal has arrived in Rome for his audience with Pope Francis, and said Tuesday he will urge the Pope to get rid of the toxic bishops and cardinals who have defamed and discredited abuse survivors around the world. Former U.S. President George H.W. Bush has been hospitalized in Houston with an infection just after attending the funeral of his wife, Barbara, on Saturday. The 93-year-old Bush is responding to treatments and appears to be recovering. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.